Meet Yelp for Restaurants. Not the software company, but the people who love restaurants so much they formed a team dedicated to our industry. Before Catherine joined the customer success team, she managed the Modern in New York. Yeah, that Modern. Before Julia joined the team, she worked at Au Cheval in Chicago for half a decade. Yelp is for restaurants because our people are restaurant people. Meet the new Yelp at restaurants.yelp.com/podcast. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Copel, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. Together with David Dressler of Tender Greens, we're unpacking the tools and tactics used by million-dollar marketing agencies to help you grow your restaurant. Join us daily to get a marketing tip you can use in your restaurant today. Today, we're going to talk about the four elements of emotional intelligence. David, what are the four again?
So they are self-awareness, the ability to understand what's going on with me. Self-management, the ability to choose a course of action that's going to bring the best possible result. Social awareness, my awareness of how others are behaving. And social management or relationship management, which is my ability to bring out the best possible outcome with the people that I work with.
Which one's most important?
Self-awareness.
So let's start there. Talk to me about self-awareness and how it would relate to, let's say, a restaurant operation. You're a leader talking to leaders. How do we leverage self-awareness?
So we all know the autocrat, chef, restaurant manager, domineering, type A, driven, stressed out leader of people. And we know, because we've been on the receiving end of it, what it feels like to receive that person in all of their glory. I don't think anybody wakes up in the morning and says, today I'm going to go to work and torture everybody. Today I'm going to do the worst job as a leader possible. But stuff happens and that's how it ends up going. Self-awareness is, wow, I get it that when I get stressed out, I behave in certain ways and I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that woman. I want to be better than that. And so I need to figure out a better way to control that. We talk about the stimulus, the thing that happens, and then the reaction to it. One of the greatest things in wisdom for leaders is to figure out how to create more space between the stimulus and the reaction.
For sure.
So when I get stressed out, I'm going to pause for a second. I'm going to take three deep breaths. I'm going to think to myself, what do I need here? Do I need to just walk out? Do I need to have a cookie? Do I need to go get a drink of water? Do I need to call a friend? Or do I need to take a breath and react to my team in a way that is going to help them get through the next part of the day?
That's great advice. What's the next one?
That incorporates the first two, right? Self-awareness. I know this is how I react. Self-management. I'm going to choose a better way to do it.
Yep.
Social awareness is the fact that everybody in the restaurant is going through the same thing. Everybody's got stress. Everybody had a fight with their spouse heading out for work today. Everybody's got a kid homesick. Everybody's got a parent that's doing something. We all have the tax man. So if we can have a greater amount of compassion for the fact that everybody's going through this, as a manager, I can look at the team member and say, wow, you know, you're typically awesome and today you're not. Instead of me bringing you down further, I'm going to find out what's going on with you. I'm going to have some empathy and some curiosity about why it is that my star performer is not sparkly today.
Well, I think the same goes for customers as well, right? One of the biggest realizations in my own professional life is that assholes don't know they're assholes. Assholes think they are in a world surrounded by assholes, which is why they react the way they do.
Absolutely right. Or nobody understands me today.
Sure.
And nobody understands them because nobody's really asking them. That they just had a blowout with their boss. They're just trying to get some lunch because they got to be on a Zoom call in 20 minutes. And they're a little short because they went down to their car. Their car didn't start. So all of it happens. So yeah, for sure. We can exercise empathy, understanding, compassion for them too. We all have the right to a bad day. And, well, I'll just say this. Typically with a guest, we don't get to do a do-over. We can just love them to death and say, well, I get that you're having a snappy day and I'm going to do my best to make it better. But with team members, we actually have the ability for a do-over. Hey, you know what? That wasn't me being my best today. I'm sorry that that's the way I talked to you. What I really meant to say was this.
I love that. And then what's the fourth?
The fourth is, again, relationship management, which is having the compassion to know that everybody's got the right to a bad day and behaving accordingly with a greater sense of, I'm going to put my arms around you rather than push you away because you're getting on my nerves.
Look, I have been in all situations. And what I have found is that there is power in reassuring someone that it's all going to be okay. Every time I've walked up to an irate customer, I've always said the same thing, and it has always worked, which is, I just want to reassure you before we talk. I know you're pissed. I know you're super pissed right now. But there's no world that exists where you're not going to walk out of here happy. I will do anything to make that happen so we can talk about what happened and why you're upset. I am sure it is valid, but I just want to reassure you before we start talking that you're going to walk out of here happy. And it immediately takes the temperature down in the room. And it also makes stating the goal more achievable.
Masterful de-escalation.
And then the last thing I would say is this, with employees, when they are on a negative roll, right? Like when they are just constantly messing shit up back, it's like this self-fulfilling prophecy. Like it just rolls and they just can't help. You see it with cooks on the line all the time.
Yep.
They're like pulling them out of that moment, pulling them off the floor for just a minute. It takes the temperature down. They're able to collect themselves. And that 5 minutes will save you, what, 50 minutes, 5 hours worth of problems later on.
I think sometimes you got to look at your staff and say, if that man or woman in front of me was my kid who just fell off a bike and scratched the hell out of the bike and scratched their knee in the process, how would you react? How would you react to that kid who's bummed? It's no different than a kid who burns a sheet pan of hazelnuts. A little kindness, a little understanding. Now, if it keeps happening, maybe there's a conversation to be had. But we make a mistake. Nobody left the house saying, I'm going to go and burn a full sheet pan of hazelnuts today.
Right. If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Koppel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.